On today's show, Season 2, Episode 12, Review. Today I'm going to go over some key points that I hope you have obtained from the podcast in the past 2 years. This episode will wrap up Season 2, and then I plan on taking a break and then coming back for Season 3 in the near future, so please stay subscribed. Are you ready for the show? Okay, let's start your favorite podcast show. Cup of Dao, beginning right now. You're listening to Cup of Dao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you doing today? I hope you're doing great. Today I want to do a review of Season 1 and Season 2, some of the key points that I hope you've obtained from the podcast. If this is your first time ever hearing the podcast, I would encourage you to go back and listen to previous episodes first, because I don't want you to substitute this brief review for basically the meat of some of the things that we've talked about. And if you have heard the show for the past 2 years, you might want to go back and listen to some of the episodes to kind of get familiar with some of the concepts that I present here, especially in the first season. So let me go ahead and dive on into some of the key points that I hope you've obtained. The first one: if you want to get rid of something, expand it. We often go against the grain and fight things like stress. The key point here is that the more we try to get rid of something, sometimes it has the opposite effect and it strengthens it. So in the case of stress and anxiety, see it as for what it is. It is a warning system in your body. Maybe visualize it. Don't allow it to be bigger than you. You might try, instead of fighting it and pushing against it, to just say, okay, you're there. Bring on your best, baby. Hit me with what you can. You're not going to defeat me. Point number two, we engage in what I call the ACE agenda: avoidance, control, and escape. We try to avoid uncomfortable circumstances. We try to change things that we can't. And we use escape strategies that are often more destructive than facing our fears. Some of these include overworking, drinking, drugging, oversleeping, obsessing, not going to places because we're afraid to, etc. So to defeat this, sometimes we have to step outside of our comfort zone. We have to do things that are different than what our brain is telling us to do in order to get better. Point three, learn about mindfulness. Practice what I call the four L's: look, what is the situation? Listen, what is your mind telling you about the situation? Notice your mental interpretations. Label. Put a descriptor for what your mind is doing. Just the thoughts, the catastrophizing. Recognize that these are just products of your mind. And finally, let it be. Recognize what you can't change and what you can change about your situation. And you must let go of what can't be changed. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that you have to get rid of it, but it also doesn't mean that you have to believe it fully. Remember, sometimes we can ask our mind, what are you telling me? This is just a thought, okay? Now, in cognitive therapy, they would say to collect evidence for the thought and evidence against the thought. But the problem I have with that is we're good at collecting evidence for our own thoughts. And if we collect it from another person, they might be biased. For example, if I thought somebody had been treating me like a jerk, and I asked my wife for her input on that thought, she might agree. And it's not that we're just saying, oh, well, it's just a thought, it's just no big deal. It's more that we're trying to learn to separate ourselves from our thoughts, because if you allow your mind, it will really control you with thoughts. So it's good to be able to kind of step back a little bit and realize how damaging our thoughts can be to us. They can really cause us to feel horrible. And even if the thought is true, Let's do a healthy action. And remember, just because a thought is true doesn't make it healthy. The fourth point is we need to enjoy what we have in front of us. Even in the roughest of situations where you must deal with the hand of cards that you are given, try to look for that one strawberry that's hidden in the mud. My fifth point is that fake it till you make it is not always a bad saying. Go outside your comfort zone, because that's when growth will occur. Take some risk to better yourself and practice new healthy behaviors until they become second nature. My sixth point is there are many forms of meditation. It doesn't have to be sitting meditation, nor clearing your mind of all thoughts. There are also moving meditations. Just find a form of meditation and start practicing it. My seventh point is focus on the moment, but if you need to make some changes, focus on where you want to go instead of focusing on what is wrong or what needs to change. Take a single step now. Don't wait until you feel like it to start getting closer to the kind of life that you want to live and to get closer to the people that really matter, which we often overlook. My eighth point, if you need to, find times where you can simplify your life. If your life gets too complex, you may miss out on things in life that are truly important to you. So simplify your life so that it doesn't get too complex, and you might find that you reduce some stress as well. My ninth point, try a martial art or form of meditative exercise. Tai Chi and yoga are some examples. Some other things to consider are things like judo, jiu-jitsu, and aikido. If you can ride a bike, do so, and if you can commute to work, even better. Exercise and take care of your body. It's the only one you have. While you're at it, try to eat healthy food choices and be mindful of what you put in your mouth. My 10th point, remember that life is unjust. It's not always fair. Bad things happen to good people. The best of us can find ourselves feeling despair. Get help and support when you need it, because there's nothing wrong with that. We are very social creatures. We need others in our lives, and sometimes we need help. Change the things that you can and learn to let go of the rest. My 11th point, be humble. You don't need to boast, brag. And don't fall into that entitlement mode that many others get into. Just let your work speak for itself. Taoists do not have to be lazy, but at the same time, don't overexert. Don't burn yourself out. My 12th point is, don't be rude. There's no need. Be kind to others. There are too many people practicing rudeness. Also, be aware of your stereotypes and prejudices. People are unique and cannot be boxed up and given a label based on things like their country of origin, their skin color, their race, gender, nor even their age. My 13th point is don't marry your beliefs. Be open-minded to the many possibilities that are out there. There are little to no absolutes in this life. My final point of review, number 14, commit yourself to practicing compassion, moderation, and humility on a daily basis. Live in harmony with the Tao. Be aware of how actions can create ripple effects. Time for the question of today. Today's question comes from me, and it is, do I do a season 3? Like I mentioned, I'm open to doing a season 3, and some of you have expressed interest in that. I've given you a lot of information that I've used with clients over the years, and I've used for myself, personally. It's always been my tendency to come into people's lives and then leave. I also know that nothing lasts forever. Everything must come to an end. At the same time, I've enjoyed doing Cup of Tao. So all I can commit to at this point is maybe doing a once a month episodes or every so often and continuing this podcast. I've noticed many other podcasts do that. They'll periodically put a new episode on. So at this point, That's the plan. Life may change my plan, but that is my plan. Please continue to send me questions so that if I do the season 3, I may use your question. If I don't, I'd be happy to respond to your question personally. I don't have all the answers, but I hope that what I give you can be satisfying. I hope you've enjoyed these first 2 seasons, and I'm glad to be a part of your life. Thank you. Before I end the show, I have a few quick messages for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. I hope to start season 3, hopefully in the next few months. I will see you then, so stay subscribed. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.